Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. The Israeli government overnight approving a hostage release deal with Hamas. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem with details.
50 Israeli women and children set to be freed in small groups each day over a four-day ceasefire. 30 children in that group, including 3-year-old Abigail Idan, who is American. In exchange, Israel will allow more aid and fuel into the Gaza Strip and release 150 Palestinian women and minors convicted of security-related offenses.
Big brawl between fans at Brazil's Maracana Stadium at the start of the South American World Cup qualifying match. It lasted nearly a half hour. Police using batons to break up fights between rival squad supporters. Sam Altman is back in the driver's seat at OpenAI. The board that fired the ChatGPT creator abruptly last Friday is being replaced, and Altman is once again the company's CEO. This is ABC News. It is a date when so many say America lost its innocence. 60 years ago today, the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
In the basement of Dallas City Hall, in a room off limits to the public.
All of the JFK material lives up here.
John Slate is the City of Dallas archivist. The documents, once mundane parts of a police investigation, are now historical treasures.
This is one of several sets of fingerprints taken from Lee Harvey Oswald.
Far from settling the controversy, time seems to have intensified it. A Gallup poll conducted last month found that 65% of Americans think that Lee Harvey Oswald did not act alone when he killed John F. Kennedy 60 years ago today. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And the Biden administration looking to make it a little cheaper to cut cable. It's floating a new FCC rule that would eliminate the early cancellation fees that cable and satellite TV companies now charge. Liz Landers, ABC News.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
See dependable, made in the USA appliances at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
iPhone 15 Pro on Verizon.
Black Friday starts now. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and iPad and Apple Watch SE. All on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Act now. Visit Verizon.com. iPhone requires Unlimited Ultimate plan first. Service plan required for iPad and Apple Watch. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line required first. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit. Up to $459.99 device payment purchase with new line on eligible plan required per Apple Watch or iPad. Less up to $459.99 promo credit per device applied. 0% APR. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Lawyer Mark Gaber, arguing for the petitioners, suggests Wisconsin's political boundaries are some of the most out of proportion in the United States.
This shocks people across the country who look at this map. This is like foreign to what redistricting looks like.
The court will decide whether Wisconsin's maps are drawn to the point of being unconstitutional. The opening weekend of the 9-day gun deer hunt in Wisconsin was slower than last year. The Department of Natural Resources says this year's opening weekend numbers were about 16% lower than last year. Wildlife officials blame mild weather. This year's season started several days earlier than last year's. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
This is a friendly reminder that winter parking restrictions begin on November 1st. From October 25th to October 31st, officers will be placing reminder notices on any vehicles parked on city streets that would be in violation of this ordinance on or after November 1st. We hope the reminders will encourage everyone to start parking off-street now to form a habit and avoid the issuance of a citation on or after November 1st. Please call the department if you have any questions.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks against the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Boston tonight to take on the Celtics. Tip-off time at TD Garden, 6:30. The Bucks have a 5-game winning streak going, while Giannis, coming off Monday night's game, scoring 42 points.
I wish it was easy. I wish I could come in and score 42 every game, you know, but it's hard. You got to work extremely hard.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers in Florida. For the final round of the Fort Myers tip-off tournament, they take on SMU in the championship game. NFL, the Packers play the Lions tomorrow in the annual Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit. Kickoff 11:30 tomorrow morning at Ford Field. Matt LaFleur says that rookie tight end Luke Musgrave had to be hospitalized after suffering an abdominal injury against the Chargers. LaFleur telling the story when this happened.
Yeah, he's got a pretty significant injury. So, you know, I think it just speaks to his toughness because he didn't... Wow. That was interesting. Was that Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Okay.
Mets Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right, and up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time, for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13, in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Hey, Amanda, what are you doing?
Hey, Brian, I'm working on our radio ad. We only have 30 seconds to tell people everything, like we are the Seed and Feed located in Fifield on Highway 13, just north of Highway 70.
Tell them that we carry quality dog and cat food, animal feeds, bird seeds, suet, and have a self-serve dog wash and pet supplies.
We can't forget our gifts, furniture, hunting blinds, deer feed and attractants, and bear bait.
What about Garmin, trail cameras, and our loyalty program?
And our website, FifieldSeedandFeed.com.
Did we say we're the Seed and Feed located in Fifield?
Let's get in the holiday spirit and support the Kids for Christmas fundraiser breakfast. Saturday, November 25th at Goble, South Fork in Lugerville from 8 to noon. Enjoy raffles, a breakfast buffet with all your favorites, and of course, cinnamon rolls. This fundraiser helps countless families in Price County, and your support is greatly appreciated. Have a safe and successful hunt from the good folks at Goble, South Fork, County Road F in Lugerville.
Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aid training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwy.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 39 degrees. Wind southwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, some cloudiness could pass through the area. Lows drop to 21. Winds turn to the north, 5 to 15. For Thanksgiving, lots more sunshine. Cooler, with highs only making it into the upper 20s. Winds remain north, 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. Thursday night, mostly clear. Lows fall back to 11. Winds northwest, 5 to 15. And then Friday, sunshine remains in the forecast and highs head back to the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 21.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. Interested in Lake Superior fisheries? Well, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hosting a public meeting on Lake Superior fisheries management on Wednesday, November 29th. I'll share more details when we return, but first...
Get ready for Black Friday at Fleet Farm. Doors open at 5 a.m. Friday with a free plush pig for the first 500 customers. Inside, enjoy big deals on big brands, like a Blackstone 28-inch griddle for $179.99, 40 pounds of sunflower cedar, $16.99, and take 10% off all shotguns, rifles, and pistols, excluding Glocks. Get unbeatable Black Friday deals on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR will hold an informational public meeting on Wednesday, November 29th at 6 p.m. to discuss the management of Lake Superior's unique fisheries. Topics at the meeting include the proposed new lake trout quota increase, population status updates for Cisco and Lake Whitefish, and potential rule changes associated with those new quotas. While these will be the primary topics discussed, there will be an opportunity for participants to engage on any fisheries management topic. According to the DNR, recent data suggests that the agency can increase the lake trout quota for Lake Superior. The public meeting on Lake Superior fisheries management will occur on Wednesday, November 29th at 6 p.m. It will be held in the Vaughan Public Library Community Room, 502 Main Street West in Ashland. You can find more information on Lake Superior Fisheries Management on the DNR's website. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Fishing Lake Superior. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at outdoornews.com.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, shoot the pool, Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it making me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it making me sick, just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool, and the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter to you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I cannot remember. Big accordion solo. Play that to say. Really nice, really nice. Soon come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then I make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. Think about the mama, she is the same. What's the matter you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Shut up your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You got
to learn that this is a song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing it the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it, really.
Gizzard.
Bananas at large, a little turkey version of the, well, they do the 30-30 pointer, of course. That was appropriate going into Thanksgiving here. Joel here. Austin is here. We're kind of 1 foot out the door ready for Thanksgiving. How you doing, Austin?
Doing good.
Doing good. We're ready for Thanksgiving tomorrow. Doesn't seem like it should be Thanksgiving because we haven't had any snow. And usually by this time we've had, I think a year ago, we had well over a foot of snow already.
I think so, we did.
Yeah. Well, I know we did. And we're going to see probably a little bit late start to snowmobiling and ice fishing and stuff like that as things will get a little cooler here, but there's really no significant like storm on the way. If you're flying out east, they're going to get some snow out there, so we'll hear about the news channels whining about that all over Thanksgiving. It's funny how we get 2 feet of snow here in Wisconsin. It's not even on the news. They get 2 inches out in Worcester, and they're like, everybody run for your life.
There are certain parts of the country where if they see a flake of snow, they shut down.
Yeah, in the southern parts, you get down into Texas and Tennessee down there, and just a little bit of snow, and it's just
around here, you get over a foot, you'll still see somebody walk into the store.
Yeah, we're ready for it here. I mean, we have all the gear. People in other parts of the country, if you don't get the snow and the ice, you don't prepare for it. I mean, I've said this before, that people, if you drive to other parts of the country down and you were just down in there, in that Florida area and stuff, you see a lot of tires on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because people drive their car until the tires fall off. Up here, you can't do that because the tires get bald up here and you're not going anywhere in the winter. You won't even get out of your driveway. You won't even go down the road. So people have to have a little better tires here. Down there.
No matter the weather around here, there will always be that one person wearing shorts and a hoodie.
Oh, always shorts and a hoodie on February 10th when it's 17 below or whatever. Yep. And I don't know if they're comfortable, whatever.
I mean, to each their own, but.
If you're in town, I mean, if you're not leaving, if you're driving like from here to Minocqua on 70, you should probably have an extra pair of pants with or something because that could be bad.
As my family always put it, if we go past Seifel, we have to pack a lunch.
Yeah, if we go, that's a good Park Falls philosophy. If you're going past Fifield, pack a lunch.
Yep, because that's a real journey right there.
That's a real journey. You go a long ways without any gas stations. I mean, you think about it. I mean, you drive from here to Minocqua, from Fifield gas station to Minocqua, you're going about 40 miles, basically, mm-hmm. with nothing. I mean, I don't think there's any place to get gas in there. No gas stations or anything along the way. There's a little station just as you get into Minocqua, but probably 35 miles or so. And it's getting to be the same way on Highway 8 now that we lost that gas station in Triple I to a fire a couple years ago. Now you go from Prentice all the way over to Tomahawk, and you're pretty much, you better have gas. Otherwise, you're calling somebody up. Please, you know that?
Well, around here, you might get somebody to at least get you to the nearest gas station.
Yeah, that's right. Usually within an hour or two, somebody will come by in a car.
Car, lifted truck, whatever.
Sometimes not. All right, this is Reality Radio. We don't have a whole lot today. I think Missy's going to stop by from the Chamber, talk about some events going on this weekend with the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Of course, Glidden has their big community event coming up on Saturday. Saturday is Shop Local Saturday. Here, I'll let you put yourself to use there. All kinds of stuff. Tell us everything, Austin, that's going on in Glidden this Saturday. There's lots of stuff. He's like, all of this? Really?
I had to let my eyes focus here. Okay. It's a lot of writing.
There's a lot of stuff going on. All right, run through it for us.
Well, let's see. We have the Santa Run Raffle, a craft fair, Crafty Kids Corner and Fun Zone, free family photos, Gadsy Raffles. I'm going to assume that stands for something.
All right.
Music in the Streets, a Meet with Santa, Parade on Grant Street, and raffle drawings following the parade.
All right. That and much, much more. Saturday in Glidden. There's tons of stuff for the kids. And, of course, Park Falls, Phillips, others always have stuff going on. The Chamber websites, parkfalls.com, phillipswisconsin.net, all has the information going on there. So be sure to get out. Small Business Saturday. Businesses will be featuring all kinds of good savings and stuff. Anything else we missed? You're still gazing at it like you missed something.
Yeah, I'm just going through them.
Okay.
There's also a Secret Santa vendor.
He's pondering where he's going to go. So Glidden on Saturday is when that's happening. We have the Deer Hunters Roundup back on the air today. We're going to be early due to Bucks basketball. We'll be on from 4 to 6:30. There will be no Deer Hunters Roundup tomorrow. We had a few emails kind of lingering late from yesterday, so I'll read a couple of these to give you an idea. Camp 15-2, the cribbage camp, they didn't see anything yesterday. They checked the camera, a bunch of does and a few bucks at night. Hopefully a change in the weather will help, a little bit cooler. And we also got a late email yesterday from Al Lobermeyer, Big G, and Mr. Gray. Boy, they must have really been doing a good job last night to get a Mr. In front of it. Al says all is well there at Camp Who's Your Daddy. Passed out a smaller buck and a few does. They shout out. They sent a shout out to the Billy Club Camp in Catawba and Brian at the Skinner's Creek Camp. So a couple late emails. There were some other ones, and we'll get to those this afternoon. Again, the Deer Hunters round up a little bit early at 4 o'clock due to Bucks basketball. I don't know if you've seen, Austin, the prize list for the Deer Hunters Roundup, but it's just it's just crazy. It's almost stupid crazy how many prizes we have. We have six major prize packages now. There were five, and now there's six major prize packages that all include just tons of gift certificates and items. Prize pack number one, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, has a recliner valued at $829, plus $50 gift card from the Seed and Feed, a 25-inch wreath from Barocco's, a $25 gift certificate to Northwoods Supper Club, a $20 gift certificate to Ridge Runners in Butternut, a $100 certificate to Wildwoods, out to Ken's Carpet in Phillips for bedding or for any flooring there, $25 to Cabela's, also courtesy of Northwoods Realty and Property Management, and $25 a Roblox gift card also from Northwoods Realty. All that to one person. Prize pack number one. Prize pack number two is the Big Dipper feature. They've got a Buddy heater valued at about $75. We've got a Rhino see-through blind valued at $227. Big Dipper sweatshirt, $35 dining certificate to the Big Dipper, plus from Wildwoods Taxidermy, $100 certificate. All that will go to one person. Prize pack number two. Prize pack number three, Park Falls Building and Hardware featured, with a Nesco food dehydrator, a heavy sweatshirt, a non-stick aluminum cookware set, miscellaneous hunting items. There will be a beaver tip-up for ice fishing, plus from Wildwoods Taxidermy, $100. All that in prize pack number three. Prize pack number four is a Tacticam cellular camera provided from Seed and Feed in Fifield. $20 gift certificate to Warga's, $10 to the Park Falls Family Restaurant, $20 to Heritage Meats and Butternut, $25 to Goble's South Fork in Lugerville, $100 to Wildwoods Taxidermy, $25 to Oh Deer Nutrition, and $25 to Decor to Adore Park Falls. All that prize package number four. Number five, Wildwoods Taxidermy, $100. Seed and Feed has a Dark Ops full HD trail cam, $50. Also to St. Croix Rods, courtesy of Tom Miller Electric. Ridge Runners, $20. B&B Insurance, $25 gift card to Quick Trip. 25-inch wreath from Barocca's and from the Big Dipper. They have a newly added here. They have a hunting blind valued at $200. All that in prize package number five. And recently added prize package number six has $75 to Cabela's, $25 Roblox gift card. And you were Roblox online gaming and stuff like that?
I used to play that quite a bit.
Yeah, still kind of popular, I think. So
yeah, it is. It's faced some scandals, but it's still there.
Haven't we all? $25 25-inch wreath from Barocca's, all in prize pack number six, $25 to Ross's Sports Shop, $25 to Phillips Service Center, $10 to Park Falls Family Restaurant, and $25 a Visa gift card. It's cash from Forward Insurance. All that, prize pack number six.
Whew. If that doesn't convince you to get out there, I don't know what will.
Yeah, and to be a part of it, all you have to do is email us a photo or something deer hunting related, maybe a deer hunting joke. You don't even have to be a hunter. You can send a shout out to someone via email if you like. WCQM@civicmedia.us.
I may need to talk to my grandpa, see if I can get an update from the core op side of things.
Yeah, get your name in the box for the big update, the big drawings on Saturday. Plus, we have a contest for the best youth photo. There's a lot of youth photos already at 98qcountry.com. The winner of that is going to get a youth rifle, a Henry Golden Boy Silver. It's a 22 caliber youth rifle. I think it's valued at about $800. I saw the value on that, but I lost it. But it's a really nice rifle from Essential Shooting Supplies. Thanks to them for doing that. Plus, the youth is going to get Wildwoods, $100. Ridge Runners, $20. $40 from the Big Dipper, courtesy of CNR Power Sports. $25 to Goble, South Fork, and Lugerville. They're going to get St. Croix Rods, $50 gift card, a $25 certificate from Old Deer Nutrition, and also Northwoods Realty and Property Management providing a $25 Roblox and a $25 Cabela's gift card. All that to our youth photo winner. It's a one person. Sometimes the judges have two photos they like, and we may split that prize pack into two. We'll see. We'll see what the judges think.
I need to talk to my neighbors about that one. I know their grandchildren are out hunting.
Yeah, yeah. Get us a picture of them out at the camp and stuff, whatever it may be. And then we have an adult, or kind of the best deer camp photo contest geared more toward the adult photos. A lot of those on the website, too. The winner of that is going to get $25 to the Big Dipper, $10 to the Park Falls Family Restaurant, $25 to Quick Trip, courtesy of B&B Insurance, $20 gift card from Heritage Meats and Butternut, $20 gift certificate from Warga in Phillips, $100 to Wildwoods Taxidermy, $25 to Phillips Service Center, and $25 Roblox gift card, also courtesy of Northwoods Realty and Property Management. So those are just the main prizes. Then we've got all the individual winners.
I can guarantee there's so many people looking at the radio funny, going like, what's Roblox?
Some know it, some don't. Online gaming and stuff.
It was always kind of a weird platform.
Tons of other gift certificates also that we're going to pair up. For instance, we'll draw somebody's name and they'll win like a wreath from Barocas and maybe a $20 gift card to a restaurant. So we'll pair those up and we got 3.5 pages worth of that. So that'll be Saturday night. And the prize drawings happen during the show, usually 7 o'clock on Saturday night. So email, call during the show to get in on all the fun of the roundup.
I may have to come in tonight.
You may have. Well, this afternoon, kind of. Four to 6:30.
Because unfortunately, I'm working Saturday night, but.
All right. Saturday night is usually just me trying to figure out everything. So I guess I could
Isn't
use
that every day, though?
Pretty much. Appreciate that. Thank you. We're going to get to a news update courtesy of ABC, and we're going to do the birthdays if you got one for us for all weekend. I won't be here doing the morning show tomorrow and Friday, so if you got a birthday anytime tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 715-762-3221. We'll wish some birthday stuff after the news.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. The Israeli government overnight approving a hostage release deal with Hamas. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem with details.
50 Israeli women and children set to be freed in small groups each day over a four-day ceasefire. 30 children in that group, including 3-year-old Abigail Idan, who is American. In exchange, Israel will allow more aid and fuel into the Gaza Strip and release 150 Palestinian women and minors convicted of security-related offenses.
Big brawl between fans at Brazil's Maracana Stadium at the start of the South American World Cup qualifying match. It lasted nearly a half hour. Police using batons to break up fights between rival squad supporters. Sam Altman is back in the driver's seat at OpenAI. The board that fired the ChatGPT creator abruptly last Friday is being replaced, and Altman is once again the company's CEO. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Marquette University's John Johnson says the court will decide if so-called islands outside district borders are constitutional.
So they proposed a map that kept municipalities in a single district, even when the municipality was composed of pieces that didn't all touch each other.
Johnson spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Conservation groups are asking Governor Evers to block a proposed land exchange to build a new private golf course along Lake Michigan. Under the plan, the state would trade around 7 acres of the Black River Forest for about 9 acres of Kohler Company property.
The groups say that the deal would set a bad precedent for public land use. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, November 25th, it is Hometown Holiday in Glidden, featuring things such as the Santa Run at the Jacobstown Hall from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Barry Crafty Kids Corner and Fun Zone held at the Assembly of God Church from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's even a Meet with Santa from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. with free kids goodie bags until they are gone. Again, that is Saturday, November 25th in Glidden.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks are in Beantown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Celtics tonight at TD Garden. It's the first time the two teams have met since Jrue Holiday was traded to Portland and then to Boston in the deal for Damian Lillard. The Bucks' Chris Middleton on facing their former teammate.
It's going to be a big game, against a really good team, against our former teammate, Jrue. It's going to be a fun game. Hostile environment, of course, but it'd be a great test to see where we are.
NFL football on Thanksgiving. The Dallas Cowboys against the Commanders. Thursday night football, it's the Seahawks hosting the 49ers. The day gets started when the Packers line up against the Lions at 11:30 at Ford Field. Coverage on CBS. Keyshawn Nixon talking about his family's plans for Thanksgiving dinner when he gets back.
My mom's mac and cheese, honey baked ham, turkey, and then, like I always said, my grandma makes this like chocolate pudding mousse, white cream frost on it with like a pecan crust at the bottom. It's all mine.
That's Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Best wishes for a successful hunt. We hope you're also staying comfortable this season. If you're looking for a place to set up camp, check out the options at Up North Vacation Lodging. We are the area's largest local lodging marketplace. We offer homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. Whether you're here for the hunt or you visit year-round, we have over 65 options for you to choose from. Welcome to the area. We're glad you're here. For your stay in the Northwoods, visit upnorthlodging.com.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious, farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties. Classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
You don't want to miss 60% off everything during the once-a-year Black Friday event, only at your nearest Banana Republic Factory store. Bring home must-have styles and gifting favorites with limited-time deals from just $15. Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting your thermometer because accuracy matters. Exergen thermometers are fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate for medical and home use. Find Exergen thermometers at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
And now from the 98Q Apologies and Correction Department, here's Austin. what does Gaddick stand for now, Austin?
It's been brought to your attention by Dave Lemke that Gaddick is an abbreviation for Glidden Area Development Corporation.
Duh.
That may have been the fastest email I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you, Mr. Lemke.
We appreciate it.
He knew when he said it that it wasn't right, but he just didn't know it. So,
yeah, you got to roll with it.
Yeah, so we appreciate that.
We do.
All right, it's going to be a big day in Glidden on Saturday. Hope everybody will get out and enjoy that. Birthdays and anniversaries. And Big G's in the building. We got Mr. Janicek celebrating tomorrow. Tom.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Mr. Greasel. Mm-hmm. The family called in. Betty called in to wish Mr. Janicek a happy, happy birthday to Jerome. Yeah, Jerome. Yeah, Jerome. Jerome. That's Jerome. So happy birthday to you, Jerome, hope you have a great day. Thanksgiving tomorrow. Why don't you celebrate with a real big meal? Just have a big meal, like midday or so. Happy birthday wishes also to Russell Sherwinski from the family. Russell, happy birthday to you. So we got Jerome and Russell, and we got some other celebrities who are celebrating.
A big midday meal. That makes me sleepy just thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Of course, it being almost 9 in the morning doesn't help.
I... I look forward to leftovers actually more than the meal itself. So.
I say leftovers are never really my thing, but to be fair, I never really ate a meal that included them in the first place.
Turkey, I mean, you put a little turkey on a couple pieces of bread with a little mayo in there, and my.
My family was never big on turkey, actually. My dad doesn't really like it.
Well, we're making up for it. I think we got a 22-pounder right now that just barely fit in the fridge when we got it, so it's ready to roll.
Yeah, we've sold a lot of turkeys over at Super One.
Yeah.
I've had to put the code into the self-checkouts many times.
The self-checkouts, don't get me started.
Get me started on them.
All right, so happy birthday anniversary. If you're celebrating here on this 22nd day of November, you share your day with Mark Ruffalo, how do you say that? He's an actor, and he's pretty good. He's been in a lot of stuff. He's 56 today. Boris Becker, tennis great, is also 56 today. Mads Mikkelsen, the Danish actor who starred in TV series Hannibal and others, is 58. Mariel Hemingway, the granddaughter of novelist Ernest Hemingway, and sister of actress and model Margot Hemingway. She's 62 today. Jason Ringenberg, the solo Jason and the Scorchers singer, is 64. We got Jamie Lee Curtis, actress, the daughter of actors Tony Curtis and Janet Leigh. And she's been in a lot of movies. She's 65, TV sitcoms too. Billie Jean King, the tennis great, is 79 today. We have Guion Bluford Jr., the first African-American who went into space. G-U-I-O-N, 80 for Guion. I think I'm saying that right. Probably not. Terry Stafford, Mr. Spiders and Snakes himself, the Elvis Presley sound-alike. There were a lot of, when Elvis Presley first came out, there were a lot of artists that are like, hey, I could sound like that. Mm-hmm. And they cranked out songs that sounded like Elvis, but it just wasn't Elvis, but he still did pretty good. He had some hit songs. And Terry Stafford, born on this day, 1941, passed in 1996. Robert Vaughn, the native New Yorker, he played spy Napoleon Solo on the 60 TV series The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Born on this day, 1932, passed in 2016. And Rodney Dangerfield, you know who that is?
I don't actually.
I don't get any. I tell you what, I don't get any respect. That's the guy. He is from Caddyshack. Just a great stand-up comedian. YouTube some of his stuff. He's just a larger-than-life, almost animated type character. His whole gig was he doesn't get any respect. He says, hey, I found out I took my dog for a walk. My dog was using me to get other dogs. Hey, I don't get any respect. I mean, just stuff like that. So, Ronnie Dangerfield, born on this day, 1921. It was amazing that he made it as far as he did because I think he lived an interesting life. Leave it at that. 2004, we lost Rodney Dangerfield. We have Missy going to stop in from the chamber to chat with us in a little bit. We have Ruby's Pantry coming up this Saturday at the Butternut School if you want to take advantage of that. There are no income guidelines. This is just for everyone in the community who wants to take part. You give a $25 cash donation, you get about 65 pounds worth of food, and they'll be doing this at the Butternut School. The lineup starts, early, usually in the 10 o'clock mark or so, the lineup starts, and it runs from 11 to 12:30 with distribution at the Butternut School. So Ruby's Pantry is going on tomorrow. So what would be, I ask this of you, Austin, if you were to select a Thanksgiving meal, throwing aside all of the Thanksgiving traditions, just forget about everything that turkey and stuffing and all that stuff. So let's just talk about what your Thanksgiving meal would be, because there's some people that do this. They do Thanksgiving meals, but they have like, lasagna, or they do something different. So meat. So if you could choose your meat for the Thanksgiving meal, throwing out the traditions of Thanksgiving, what would it be?
Well, that depends. Are we going with like today's prices and my salary, or
throw out prices? Just
I was gonna say, if we're going with that, then I could barely afford a Big Mac.
Somebody else is buying. So somebody else is buying. What do you want? Put it on your plate. What would it be? What would the meat be in your Thanksgiving meal?
Honestly, considering how the weather is right now, I'd probably go for a nice steak because you can get that out on the grill.
Nice steak, ribeye, New York. Does it really matter? See, I don't. I guess I'm not a steak aficionado. You just throw a steak on there. I don't know where. Ribeye, New York, whatever. I don't know.
Maybe a nice T-bone.
Nice T-bone steak. As long as it's tender. I like my steak a little bit tender so you don't have to work it too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And done to a nice medium rare.
Medium, yeah. Yeah, the chefs will tell you that don't go well done. You're frying out all the flavor of it.
Oh, no. Then that reminds me of a post I saw where they posted something where it was like a well-done steak and someone said, how can you argue with this? And somebody else replied, I can't. They're still chewing.
Yeah, exactly. Should be just a little bit of tint of red in there, right? At least, depending on how you like it.
Yeah.
And that keeps all the flavor in there. I guess if I was to choose my meat, I don't know if this qualifies as a meat, but if I had a choice, it would be lobster. So I guess
that's close. Now that's a meat.
The meat of lobster, I guess, is, I mean, not technically meat, but it's seafood. But if I had a number one choice as a main dish, I would take like a live Maine lobster, like a red lobster. Mm. Ooh, that's good stuff. A little bit of work, but yeah, for some reason, I don't know why bottom feeding crustaceans, you know, disgusting looking bottom of the barrels feeding crustaceans are so delicious, but they are. Why is that?
And who first thought to eat one?
I know, exactly.
I pulled up this armored, angry creature. Let's eat it.
There's a stand-up comic that did a bit about that. There's some creatures like that, like lobsters and crabs, where somebody thought, oh, this is disgusting looking. Well, I'll take a bite, see what happens here.
It's like as it's sitting there actively fighting you, you're plotting how to eat it.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it seems like the worse they look, the better they are, i.e. the pig.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
Hey, Amanda, what are you doing?
Hey, Brian, I'm working on our radio ad. We only have 30 seconds to tell people everything. Like we are the Seed and Feed located in Fifield on Highway 13, just north of Highway 70.
Tell them that we carry quality dog and cat food, animal feeds, bird seeds, suet, and have a self-serve dog wash and pet supplies.
We can't forget our gifts, furniture, hunting blinds, deer feed and attractants, and bear bait.
What about Garmin, trail cameras, and our loyalty program?
And our website, FifieldSeedandFeed.com.
Did we say we're the Seed and Feed located in Fifield?
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, it's time to get fired up. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting their winter firewood sale. It's on now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up for all of your 2024 firewood needs. From the camping wood to heating, they take pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier of the Northwoods. Call 715-567-0616. Or see Freeze Firewood on Facebook. All right, we've determined that if you threw out all the traditions of Thanksgiving, Austin, that you would prefer a good steak as your main meal, and I would prefer lobster. So how about your number one side dish? Again, throwing out all the traditions of Thanksgiving, you're creating the Austin meal here. So steak as the main, what's your first side dish to go with that?
I mean, this one's going to stick closer to tradition. I've always been a stuffing kind of guy.
Stuffing? You give me some garlic mashed potatoes. Mm. Those are good. A little bit of garlic. So I don't, even if it was just plain real potatoes with a little butter, maybe a dash of gravy on there, not too much. But I've always been mashed potatoes because I grew up in a large family, and that was one of the easiest things for my mom to make for all of us. Just make a big old pot of mashed potatoes, and you're good to go. All right, so we got steak. We got stuffing. Now, the third one has to be something that has some nutritional value to it. You know, you're talking the stuff that usually you put on your plate last, whether it be a salad or there's fruit in it or a vegetable or something like that. So what would be your number one more nutritious something that makes you feel good about what's on your plate.
I've always loved Brussels sprouts.
Really?
Yep.
You are a weirdo. Brussels sprouts. Brianna, Brussels sprouts. Yeah, she's just shaking her head. That's terrible, Big G.
We found something Big G won't eat. Oh, my God.
He's just getting fried in here.
I stand by my choice.
He stands by his Brussels sprouts.
I will not tolerate this Brussels sprout slander. Quick, steamed? Somebody email Joel about liking Brussels sprouts.
Now, do you need them steamed, or do you like it? Do you like your vegetables raw, or what would you prefer? A little butter with it, or what are you doing with it with Brussels sprouts?
A good way to do them is if you can fry them in butter.
Okay,
like season them properly, get them fried in butter. They turn out really good. Like cut them in half.
All right,
because then you can get a nice brown on them.
I'm more traditional. You give me a good serving of corn. Preferably, because I grew up with corn. We would grow corn in our garden, and then my mom would freeze it. Mm. So it would have, some of the hair remnants in there, the good corn. That's the good stuff. Just the basic can of corn, not so much. You can tell when it's been shaved personally off the cob and preserved. So that would be mine. And also on that same thing, my wife every year makes a corn casserole. Which has cream. It's not really cream corn. It's a very unique corn casserole. So she'll make probably two large dishes of that because my son will consume that probably in the first day, one of them. So I'll go with the corn because corn is somewhat is nutritious as long as you don't mess with it too much. All right, so you got the steak, you've got stuffing, and you've got the ever strange Brussels sprouts, and... Now, dessert, what are we doing? Number one dessert. Now, again, throw away the traditions, pumpkin, apple, whatever, just your dessert. What would it be?
I am not throwing away traditions because I love pumpkin pie.
I love pumpkin pie, too. And I don't...
To be fair, though, I like all pies, but...
If you give me strawberries, and I'll lean toward that. Strawberry... whatever it may be, strawberries and whipped cream.
Strawberry shortcake.
Oh, with the fresh strawberries in the summertime. But I guess you're right. If you're leaning toward traditions, definitely I'm pumpkin over apple. I won't turn away an apple, but I'll go pumpkin first. And the pumpkin pie will be on the plate. And then by the time the whipped cream is put on there, it just becomes a case of look for the pumpkin pie through the whipped cream because it's all covered up. So whipped cream guy, you like whipped cream?
Honestly, a good pumpkin pie doesn't need any.
Yeah, that's true.
But I won't turn it away if it does have some.
a little dollop on the top.
That can just make it. And that makes it look really good, too.
All right. So we've determined that the morning guy's here. Austin, we've got the steak. We've got the stuffing. We got the Brussels sprouts with a little pumpkin pie on the side. I've got lobster with garlic mashed potatoes and a good corn, not just basic canned, good corn. And I'm going to go with the pumpkin pie, too. Sounds wonderful.
And remember, call us at 762-3221 to argue with Joel about the popularity of Brussels sprouts.
It's weird.
Join us at Northwood Supper Club this Thanksgiving during gun deer season. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., delight in our Thanksgiving buffet for just $24. Featuring honey-glazed ham, tender beef tips, turkey, and an array of traditional sides and desserts exclusively prepared for this special day. And now elevating your feast, roast pork over wild rice medley. Kids under 12 dine for $12, and for the little ones under 5, enjoy a feast for just $6. Take the goodness home with our great take-home offer, or build your own plate with our a la carte menu for the finest Thanksgiving entrees, sides, and desserts to savor at your table this Thanksgiving. Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, just look for the big deer.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, Practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 39 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, some cloudiness could pass through the area. Lows drop to 21. Winds turn to the north 5 to 15. For Thanksgiving, lots more sunshine, cooler with highs only making it into the upper 20s. Winds remain north 5 to 15, higher gusts possible. Thursday night, mostly clear, lows fall back to 11. Winds northwest 5 to 15. And then Friday, sunshine remains in the forecast and highs head back to the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 24.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment we've all been waiting for. Oh, hang on. That's not what we want. There, the moment we've all been waiting for. The connoisseur of food of northern Wisconsin and reaching far beyond, Big G, gives us his preferred meal. Again, throwing out all the traditions of Thanksgiving is just what would you put on that plate? Big G?
When I heard Brussels sprouts, I think I better come in here and get this straightened out.
You better get this. Set the young man straight, huh?
Yeah. The ribeye steak and everything, that's excellent.
Yeah.
I love a good ribeye. I add some fresh mushrooms on that, though.
A little mushroom,
yeah,
sure.
And then, yeah. For my sides, your loaded garlic mashed potatoes, that's a good choice.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. But I would go with those. Okay. Plus, I would go with a blooming onion on the side.
Yeah.
That's something I really don't get very often, that's a treat.
Yeah.
And, of course, you got to have the lobster tail there.
Oh, lobster tails.
And then I'd add a side of barbecued ribs.
Oh, okay.
Along with that.
All right.
And for my healthy choice, it'd be a 7-layer salad.
He's creating a buffet here. You notice this, Austin? This has gone beyond just a traditional meal. This is like...
This is turning into an all-day affair.
No, not for Big G. This is lunch.
I'm a slow eater to begin with. So, and...
So Thanksgiving begins at noon for you on tomorrow?
Well, basically, I sit on the end of the table, and everybody's finished eating, and then they kind of just slide the stuff down to me here and let me finish up.
The table.
So there's hardly any leftovers.
So what's the
leave the table?
So what's the dessert of choice for Big G? If you
one? I've got several, but man, I love cheesecake.
Yeah, cheesecake, yep. Strawberry cheesecake. Or regular or
just a regular cheesecake, and maybe a little whipped cream on that, maybe a little cherry on it. Dress it up a little bit, but that's
good. All right, so there you go, the non-traditional Thanksgiving.
In Austin, I draw the line at broccoli.
All right.
Broccoli's good, too.
I don't mind broccoli. If you sprinkle enough cheese on it and cover it up, I'm just fine with it. I'm just fine. Now, if you prefer vegetables, raw or steamed, do you like raw vegetables or do you like them steamed?
You know, I like steamed vegetables. Rutabagas are my favorite.
Rutabagas, okay. Yeah. I like a good zucchini. You take your zucchinis and put it in a pan with some... zip it up with some spices and butter and stuff. That's good.
Sure.
That's good. Because it makes you feel like you're eating health food. You realize in the back of your mind that you're probably masking it with so much stuff that it's probably not helping at all, but it's still fruits and vegetables, right?
Yeah. You bet.
All right, Big G. Thanks for the info.
All right. I'll let you guys carry on here. Unless I hear something I need to chime in on, I'll be back in.
Any more Brussels sprout comments,
thanks.
He'll be right here.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them.